This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by GrowMark and their FS member companies. I'm Mark Magnuson. Last weekend, leaders of the House and Senate Agriculture Committees came to an agreement on extending the lifespan of the 2018 Farm Bill by 1 year. Up next, we will hear from United States Senator Chuck Grassley about the one-year extension agreement and the potential of Congress crafting a new five-year Farm Bill next year.
When it comes to protecting your investment in fuel and diesel-powered equipment, Dieselex Gold from FS clearly beats other diesel fuels. New detergents disperse contaminants to prevent sludge that plugs filters and causes unexpected downtime. And now, better moisture handling chemistry helps ensure your fuel stays dry, reducing microbial growth and fuel line freeze-ups. So when you're deciding what fuel to use, choose Dieselex Gold, absolutely the best fuel to power and protect your diesel equipment. Contact your local FS Energy specialist today or visit GoFurtherWithFS.com.
Leaders of the House and Senate Agriculture Committees have come to an agreement on extending the lifespan of the 2018 Farm Bill by 1 year.
I'm glad to see the four leaders of the House and Senate Ag Committee come to an agreement this weekend on a one-year extension of the Farm Bill. This extension means that the critical farm safety net programs will be in place for next year's crop. No improvements should have been done in some of the areas like preference funding, ART, and PLC.
That is United States Senator Chuck Grassley. Grassley says that he will push for the creation of a new five-year farm bill next year and that it should be completed as early in the year as possible.
Well, it'd be my goal to push to get it done. And I would hope every member of the Senate and House Ag Committee would get it done, because if it doesn't get done early in the year, it's not going to be done. After you start having these presidential caucuses and conventions, a presidential election year.
Also, Congress has until Friday before a partial shutdown of government goes into effect and federal spending laws expire. Grassley says that despite appearing to save money on the surface, a government shutdown also carries a hefty price tag.
You've heard me say this many times. It costs government money to shut down the government. It costs money to open up the government. And with the fiscal policies we have that I just talked to Matt about, it's stupid to waste that money.
This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.